Today's daf is daf Avodzar daf Nun Dalet. We're going to start on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Sherry and Barrow Daskel, the Ilui Nishmas, David Sveib and Dov Mordechai. It was your segment yesterday. Shabbat Shabbat Aliyah. Okay, so we are on the bottom. We're in the bottom of Nun Gimel, right? Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So we just said there was a machlokas between. That this difference of opinion, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as opposed to Rav and Shmuel, about whether or not you're allowed to use a bimus, right? Whether or not you'll do bimus, and we had a case of where a bimus was nifkam. A bimus became a bimus like the platform that they put the whole area on while the kings came. So the Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish said that a bimus that nisha nifkam is mutter, right? Even according to Maan Damru, says that they worship Shvarim, that was only by Avodah Zarah, because that's we actually worshiped it. The bimus, if it gets broken, they don't care, let's make another one. The broken one becomes mutter. So, Tariq of Asedah, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have a brisa that supports Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because the brisa says, bimus shenifkam mutter. If a bimus, right, the platform, it becomes pagum, it breaks, then it's also mutter. It's not actual avodah zarah, it's misham shenifkam zarah. They become mutter. But mizbeach shenifkam aser, but the mizbeach, the actual altar that they're makriv, their karbanos, right, but their sacrifices on that to the avodah zarah, if that becomes nifkam, then it's aser, because the assumption is they'll still offer sacrifices on a broken mizbeach until ad shen yitatzitz rubo, until most of the stones become dislodged or become damaged. The Gemara then asks, hechi dami bimus, what is considered a bimus for hechi dami mizbeach? I mean, both of them are made from stone, right? So how do I know what's a bimus, which is made, if I'm walking down in the field, I see the stone structure. If it, I don't know if it's a bimus, which is only done to support a vote already placed on it, and therefore if it's nifkav, it's mutter b'anah, but if it's a mizbeah, then it's only mutter b'anah, because then mizbeah is actually used in the actual sacrifice, in the actual worship, and you have to wait until the rubo is nifkav. So what's the difference? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference? Bimus, Eben Achas. A bimus is made from one big stone. They're both these stone structures, but a bimus is one big stone, but Mizbeach may avonim harbe. A Mizbeach is put together from many stones built together. So Amar Chizkiah says, Maikra, what is the pasuk that from where we learn, basically the bigger pasuk that we learn that a Mizbeach of Avodah Zarah is made from many stones, and therefore that structure of Asr to get an offering for most of the stones are broken. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Vesumo kol avne mizbeach ka avne gir menu patsos lo yakumu asherim kakamanim. Right? Asherim are certain types of avodah zarah that they were makriv on the mizbeach. So from the pasuk it says kol avne mizbeach. When you put most of the avne mizbeach, like avne gir menu patsos, when most of the avne mizbeach become like avne gir menu patsos, I think it means line. Limestone is very soft. So most of the stones become, you know, brittle and become, you know, chopped up like limestones, then lo yakumu asherim v'chamanim. Then it's no longer for the asherah and the chamanim. So ikka ka'avne gir minupatzot, if they're broken like the avne minupatzot, then lo yakumu asherim v'chamanim, meaning that they're no longer going to be used as bayah for the asherah, for the avodah zarah, because most of it's broken. Ilah, but if it's not, if most of the stones are not like broken down like a limestone, just a little bit of them, then yakumu, then it's still asherim. So you see the Chizki approves. So basically the Gemara says the Chizki approves the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Tosos asks, the whole thing it just seems out of whack. This is like a Derech Halim in Tosos. Tosos says, Sarech Lomia, the Chizki abraisakai. Chizki is coming on, is explaining a braisa below El Dibrei Rav Yochanan. Chizki can't be coming to explain the words of Rav Yochanan. Why? So Chizki is Rabbi Rav Yochanan. Chizki is the Rebbe Rav Yochanan. So Chizki lived before Rav Yochanan. So Chizki is not coming to support what Rav Yochanan said. Chizki must be coming to support the Abraisa, right? The Abraisa had said it was right. The Abraisa had said that they brought for Araya was that Tanukh of Asay that Bimus Shnitkam Mutter. Chizki is explaining that. He's not explaining the words of Rav Yochanan. Because if he explained the words of Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says Talmud. The Tosfos says, "Umiyu, nevertheless, no, that may not be the case. Umiyu, Perik Dal Al Achem Yevamos, Osev Vayi Tevitz Amash Hikshal Tamar Ravashi." Over there, and Yevamos Daf Lamal Alfam Beis, it chooses this once, it's all over Shas. Yevavaye, who lived well before the time of Ravashi, answering a question of Rav Ashi, on Rav Ashi. The Gemara had a question on Rav Ashi, I'm a rabbi and answer Rav Ashi. Definitely, chronologically, it's out of order. So it says, Elavadek, Gama Bai Yoda Divri Rav Ashi. Abaye knew what Rav Ashi said. Just that Rav Ashi was the one who we give the credit for making the statement, but that statement existed in earlier generations. Well, Huchuk Lola Taritz, and he had to answer that. The Hatalmud Sidir Kach Lefisha Hu Misyashiv Yoser Hate Devachar Sugya. Sometimes the question, the answer to a question was stated in the previous generation, so the Gemara just going to give it in that order. Question, answer, makes it easier. But it doesn't mean that Abaye was in the same base measures as Rav Ashi. It doesn't make sense. There's a stump of the Gemara, which the Gemara itself is explaining. So the Gemara is going to take pieces from other places in order to answer Kasha. Yeah, it doesn't work chronologically, but that's not the point. The point is to get an answer to the question. Okay. Next. Tana. We have a Bryce that says, now we're going to get into, again, about other most of the Shem Shlo, we're going to get into Onesh, chock full dot. Tana. Ne'abad. All right? They have a Bryce that says, if you have an animal that is worshipped, let's say I worship an animal, right? Shalo, if the animal belonged to me, then usher. Then now the animal becomes usher to bring a korban. Bali chayim are not usher, right? Rashi says, the halacha is that a bali chayim, right, cannot become usher the hedger. You can't usher, it's not usher b'hanah, it becomes usher the gavoa. That's how it works, because, right, that's the halacha, you can't usher bali chayim. But, shel chavero, let's say I take your sheep, and I bow down to it. Key point here is I didn't do any mice to the sheep. I just bowed down to it. So the whole Issa of Zorah is telling what I'm thinking when I bow down to this Avod Zorah. Then mutter. It's mutter, and it can even be makrif, be booked out as a korban. Why? Because in the most of the shalom, I can't answer your thing. So that's one brisa. One brisa says that I can't be answer your behemoth by bowing down to it. The next brisa says reminu as a kasha from a tosefta. The Perek Vav says, Ezehu Nevad was considered an animal that's worshipped, and therefore is also to be brought to, as a korban, it's also the Gavoa. Kol She'odin Oso, any animal they worship that's worshipped, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezin, whether it was worshipped inadvertently or on purpose, Bein B'Onis, Bein B'Ratzon, to work out what the difference between Ratzon and Mezin are. Sort of the same thing. Right? Rashi seems to indicate that they're the same thing. But see, whether it's b'shogeg, b'mezid, onis u'ratzo. What's onis? So, hi onis hechidami. What is onis? Lav to go into onis behemoth kaver b'shtachavalo. Is it the case of onis where I steal your animal, ma'anis, onis, your animal, and I bow down to it? I guess obviously prior before there are any kinyonim. But I bow down to your animal. So I bow down to your animal, and the Tosefta says, that's considered nevuah. Wait a second, I thought you said if you bow down to someone else's animal, it's not considered nevuah. It's a stira. Tosos, a small Tosos asks, he goes, why are you saying that that's the case? Maybe the case of onus is that I walk up to you, I take you, and I throw you down to worship, I throw you down in front of the avodas of my cat, the animals of avodas zara. Tosos says, perish ansuhu, what does onus mean? I'm not up to that yet. We'll get to that in a second. So, isn't that the case of onus? So the Gemara says, no, I'm a Rami Bar Chama. What Rami Bar Chama says, lo, kigon she'ansuhu ovei kuchavim v'shtachvo v'hem to didei. The case of onus is not where I stole your animal and worship it, as opposed to here. The case of onus is where the goyim put a gun to my head and they said, you bow down to this animal or I kill you. You worship this animal or I kill you. That, in that case, it's still aser. Tosso says, explains, peres ansuhu she'amru lahargo im lo yishtachavim me'ilav. They said, unless you bow down on your own, we're going to kill you. Aval, Amy Farish, you can't explain that onis means shekafafu komaso bal karko, that they bowed, they pushed him down against his will. Because the imkain, hu lo hayo seklum, he didn't do anything, right? Elohim asu maisa begufo, they used him to, as a tekrovis to their avodah zara. And even the most onis davar shein as well. So it's not that they pushed me down, they put a gun to my face and they said, you bow down. No question with Avodah Zarah, though, but maybe he didn't have proper kavanah. I don't understand how that works. You don't have kavanah. But you say Avodah Zarah, he's forced to bow down. So in that case, where we do anos, in that case we say that it becomes that, that's what onis is. Onis is where I'm forced to bow down to it, as opposed, but if somebody worships my animal, I must look above. You know, the most of the Gemara then asks, Maskei play Rebbe Zeir. Rebbe Zeir says, wait a second. How can you explain the words of the Braisa, is that, or it's Tosefta, that is considered Neva and Asla Gavoa when they forced me to bow down? They put a gun to my head and bowed down. Onus Rachmana Patre. It's an onus. Rachmana is Patre. Therefore, my question is, I was asked, why does it say onus Rachmana Patre? You say onus Patre. What does Rachmana have to do with it? I heard because two things. Number one, because Baruch has Rachmana on you when you're forced to do something against your will. Number two, only the Rachmana, only because Baruch could tell for sure whether it was onus or not, whether you're really forced to do that, or whether you had, or whether you really had intention to violate the Isser. So therefore, you have to have Rachmana, has to cut the Torah, because Baruch has to come in to make the determination. From Zeir says, only Rachmana tatase, patre, niksiv, how do we know that the onus is patre? Niksiv, ulenaro lo sase dover. If a woman, girl is raped, right, she's raped against her will, she doesn't, well, that makes sense. But if she's raped, since she did a veir ba'ones, she's putter. Therefore, you say in all cases of ones, you're putter. There's no, you don't get punished. So if you don't get, so the assumption is very different. What's going on? The assumption by Rav Zeir is, if you're not getting punished, then why is it usher? You didn't do anything wrong. Why is it usher? So Tosos asks, right? So this is where you get into the whole concept of ones. We'll talk a little bit about it. Tosos says, Hema, Avakasha. My kaparet, what's the shiloh that Rav Zeir was answering? Or onus rachmana patre? Say it outside. Fine, he's patre. He's patre because he didn't. The onus says that you're not responsible for the action, but the action was nevertheless done, and therefore it was worshipped, so it should be usher. Tema, my kaparet, and besides the fact, onus rachmana patre, does that really apply by avodah zarah? What a big three! You're supposed to give up your life, right? Tema, my kaparet, and he the patre mimisa b'di'evet. Right, the Rambam and the Old Paskin. You're right, Eina Hanami. If I'm supposed to give up my life, and I don't, I'm Pater B'dievet. Because it was onus. Right, Nihi, the Pater Misa B'dievet, Mikom Makom, Lichatfila, Hu Chayev Limsar Asma L'Misa. If someone says, you either worship this or I kill you, I'm supposed to be killed. Right? The In Cain, Lama Lo Yesar Mitam Nevan. So you see that I'm supposed to not do the action. The fact that I did the action, I worshiped it. So it should be usher. You're right, I'm not punished. I'm Pater, because it was onus. I did the action, the animal tribute was worshipped. The hog, you see soon also, Parhesia, the Besamach, the Rava, Kari, they never had me time to Chayel and Sarashva. Rava's going to say also, seen a few lines, same idea. So the Apa God, the Bediyevit Potter, the whole owner's Potter, right? And he says, the Ain Lomar, you can't say, till Rabbi Zera owners Rana Pachim, Bikova Kol, that when it says owners, Rachmanas Pachim, completely, like that means the Chatkila, right? That even the Chatkila, you don't have to be Nimshir yourself. Because Im Kain, my rhyme, my sim nara lost as a dover. Adra mina yafin the chayvim suratzva. By nara, supposed by you're right. You're supposed to give yourself up. The point being is that since you're chayv to give yourself up, what's going on? Chayv to give yourself up, and there was an action of a avodah zarah. It should be usher. Even if you're putter, but you see that it's a valid. It has real teeth to it. The action that you did. So you go further down in Tosos. Like the five lines in the from where they get wide. The Nira Rabbi Yitzchak, the Farish, the Bain Rab Zeira Rabba Lo Pligi Bahad Lichatfila Chayav Limsaras. Everyone agrees that Lichatfila Avodah Zarah is supposed to Lichatfila give up your life in the first instance, right? And Rab Zeira Haki Parach. And this is what Rab Zeira asks. Ones Achmana Patre Di Ebed, right? That Ones right the Ksiv Lanos Has a Dover. The Apogav Sheisho Limsarasmo Ein La Asol Ibishtach Abaso. Machlokas is right. Lichatfila you have to give up your life. Tosa just says it. But b'di'evet, the machlokes says b'di'evet, if you didn't give up your life, does the fact that you're putter mean you did a ma'aser or didn't do a ma'aser? So basically, we're trying to figure out, the machlokes may be here, what is the essence of onus? What does onus mean? So to figure out what onus means, there's a famous because it's the Olam Yeshivas, it's said by Yosef Engel, but it starts with the Chemda Shlomo. Chemda Shlomo was Shlomo Zalman, I forgot, from Warsaw, the 1800s, I think. He says, what's the definition of onus upon the patre? He says it first. He says it's Nefenda Shlomo or Chaim Simon Laman Fes of Zion. But I'll just read it from what Yosef Engel says in the Beis HaOtzer, Klaf of Dalid. He says, Yesh Lehas Lestapik, Haide Kaim Alon, Onus Rachmana Patre. What does it mean? Im Hu Rak Inyam Torah Adam, De Ein Ala Adam Shum Onesh. Do we say that Onus Rachmana Patre means you did the action? The action was done. Just Hashem Baruch Hu has Rachmanus on you. You're not liable for that action that you took place. It's a patur onshin. Or do you say gam etzem ha-maisa ein chashuv ha-veira kol sha-haisa ones v'lo ha-yesha meri v'pesha mitzada osa. When you do something with ones, if you didn't even do the action, if you didn't do it. So the Chemda Shlomo says that may very well be the machlokas between Rava coming up and Rav Zeir. Rav Zeir says ones are fun of patra. If ones are fun of patra means you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. So how is it usher? How do you define onus? Just take onus in it by itself. What happens when I'm forced to do an action? Someone puts a gun to my head and they say, you either eat this piece of meat, so you're putter from liability. But what's the putter? Why are you putter? Are you putter simply because you're putter? You did it as Maisa Aveira, but you're putter. Or do we say, no, nothing happened? So Rav Zeir says, onus rakon patra, and therefore the avodah zarah should be mutter. When you did it for onus, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Which is a shaila because you have to be vidyevin, I guess. Nothing happened. Onus rakon patra. Therefore, there was no idol worship here. But Rabban then says, we see Rabban now, Rabban's going to say, no, you did an action. You can say that no, what happened is you just no lie, it's an action but no liability. So Ella Amar Rava says, no, you know what? Hakol all mentions of avodah zarah bein beratzon bein beonus hayu beklal lo sa'avdein. You're not allowed to worship. That was beklal. You're not allowed to worship whether it's ratzon or onus. Then the Torah comes and says v'chay behem. You're not supposed to be killed, right? So then b'shelo yomus behem. Yotz onus. So onus comes out of all avairas. But then the pasuk goes back and says, "Well, the kasa rachmana, the lo sechalu Hashem kachi. You can't. There's no chil Hashem. You can't do chil Hashem. That's even ba'onus. Afilu ba'onus. So how does that work? The Gemara says, "Hi, ketzad habitzina habiferhesia." Meaning, if you are forced to do it b'tzina, then you don't have to give up your life because there's no chil Hashem. But if it's b'farhesia, then you're still Hashem, and you have to give up your life. So he says that, and that will be the difference between the two. That will be the difference. The difference between the two brises. The one that says you can't asher davar she'eino shelo. That's because it was done, right? The brise that says that asher begavoha is when the action was done for hesia. Because there you're supposed to give up your life. If you're supposed to give up your life, you weren't supposed to worship it. So therefore, if you did worship it, it becomes awesome. But if the case is, right, if the case is where it's b'tzina, then you can't ask her. You can't, right? Right, that's the case. You're forced to do it. I think we're still talking about the case where you're forced to do it. Let's see Rashi a second. Right, behind the katani onus usher, that's before hesia. Right, you see that there's a consequence to the action. Major question that Tosos asks over here, though, is that what do you talk about? Farhesia, Tzina, it's one of the big three. That Farhesia, Tzina is only the sheikh of Rabbi Yishmael in Sanhedrin. Tosos asks, the chora mashma, the rabba sphere, the onus, the Tzina, engel limsar atzvo. Right? If you're forced in private, which is less than 10 men out watching you, then you should worship the avodah zarah and not get killed. But he says, when we talk kach, I near lipsok to Rabbi Yishmael, the shari nami was a chav b'tzina. Who says you're allowed to worship b'tzina? That's the can't be. And why it can't be? Tosus is a fascinating way. Tosus asks in the kasha. He says, v'kasha. What's the kasha? No logic, huh? Kash b'sholom, she nifsak avos a chav b'yavur b'al yahore. God forbid the paskin that for avodah zarah, you can worship and not be killed. So I think the reason why Tosus is saying that, you have to think, I mean, this is maybe a little masculine, but I apologize, I think it makes sense. Many Baalei Tosfos were actually killed by the Crusades. They were said, kill, worship, baptize yourself, or be killed. So if you're going to tell the Baalei Tosfos that they should have accepted the Christianity as opposed to being killed, if it was done but sin in the privacy of the home, that all these people were killed for no reason. They're no longer martyrs. So Tosfos has shown that to be the case. These are all Kedoshim at the Horim that were killed, that they chose death over being baptized. So that's why Tosfos has to say Kash Mishalom. I didn't see that anywhere. Just my gut reaction from a historical or sociological point of view. If you're supposed to be over below Yahareh, then if you kill yourself for it, that
No.
No, it's b'chaybehem. The Torah says b'chaybehem. If I'm sick of chol shiish bo sakana, and I need to get in the car and drive on Shabbos to save myself, and I don't do it, I'm a fool. So if I have the out to live, Torah says b'chaybehem. It's a commandment, b'chaybehem. The Torah says, chash v'shalom, go tell me that. Actually, what's the difference between b'tzina with b'parhesia, according to Rava? The Tosos goes into it. At the bottom, he quotes, he says, Umori dodi arav Moshe mikutzi v'seif par mitzvot. He's quoting the Smag. Right? He quotes that Moshe mikutzi is the Smag. Right? Shechiver, Kasab Sofer, he says basically the difference is, with Parhesi of Itzina, according to Rava, you have to be Moshe yourself, even Itzina. The question though is, if it's Parhesi or Itzina, whether or not you decided not to get killed, and you actually did the worship. So if it was ones b'tzina, would then say you're pater. But if you ones before hesia, and you did the wrong thing and you worshipped, then you may be chayav. I don't know what you're chayav for. But he goes to business. Chas v'shalom to tell me that. Okay, now we're this place we're stuck here. So the Gemara says, and so therefore there's a difference between Hesiod and Tzina. So I'm going to Rabban Lerava, Tanya Messiah. I have a price that supports you that if you worship something for Hesiod, even for Ones, the thing becomes Usher. Clearly, for Rava, though, if something becomes, even if you say, you have to go back to the Kakira, Rava has to hold that there's a Maisa. Because if there's no Maisa, even for Hesiod, if there's no Maisa, how's the thing Usher? Must be that there is a Maisa, there is a Petur, but that Petur only exists by Avodah Zarah B'tzina. But doesn't it, the Torah doesn't exist before Hesed. What? What Ravonim? Who's Ravonim? Who's Ravonim? We have Rav Zera. We have Rav Zera says across the board. Rav Zera says across the board you can't make the distinction because across the board there's no teeth. Nothing happened. Robert says, no, something happened when he did. Something did happen, therefore I can make a distinction from Sinu Paresia. Okay. So, I'm going to the Rabbi Tanya, the Messiah, I have a price that supports you. Bim Sa'os. You have these Bim Musim, so all they call them Mishasak Zera, there was a time when the Goyim forced the Israel to worship Avodah Zarah. Apa Pishak Zera Batla, even though the Zera goes away, right? Osam Bisamas Lo Batla. Those Bim Musos are still Usher for Hana, right? Even though that the Avodah Zarah at that time was Bishas Ones, was an Ones. Nevertheless, the Bimusos are Asr Bahana. Because at the time of the Gzeir, everything's before Hesed. We do everything in public. So therefore, Avodah Zarah before Hesed, even the Ones, is still Asr. But Amr Lahu, the brother says, intellectual honesty, that's not a riot for me. Amr Lahu, Ima Shemha Lotus Hayan, that's going to be right to me. Because Amr Yisrael Mumrahav, Apostle Baratzah. Maybe there was one Jew there who, you know, did it willingly, and therefore it became Asr. It wasn't the Ones. Rav Ashi, don't say maybe that was the case. El Avada, Yisrael Mumra, have a Palach Labarotso. In a case of Shasta Shema like that, when you're forced, there's going to be one guy who walks up there and says, you know what, I'm going to do it. He does it willingly, and that's why it becomes Asa. Chizkiya Amar, so Chizkiya wants to answer, sorry? The question of what the rest is. But yeah, he decides to do it. But maybe that's not the rest. He's not, a gun wasn't put to his head. Everyone else has a gun put to his head, and he walks in and he says, "I'm doing it. I want to become friendly with the. I'm going to do it. Beratzon. I'm going to do it. Right. So Chizkiya Amar. Chizkiya says, "No. I'm going to answer the difference. The whole thing started with the steer with the brisos. Even the most gavur shalom. One brisos says, if I worship my friend's cow, it's usher. One brisos says, it's mutter. So Chizkiya says a different answer. And then when we gave the answer, no, the difference is. The difference is basically the sin of Hesiod, that was all the answer. Chizkiya says, no. Tigon shenisech lapolos achavim yayin al karneh. What happens is, the one place where it's usher is where you did a maisa. You put libation wine on the horns, right, on the horns of the animal. And then she did a maisa, the chavot of Odozara, then it becomes usher. But if you just bow down to it, we didn't do anything to the actual, didn't do anything to the goof of the behemoth, then it's mutter. So Masik La Rav Adam Rava, Hai Nebadhu, Hai Bimus Ba'amahu B'sharia. If all I did was put wine on it, and then I bowed down to it, so it just became that the animal was sort of just a support for the Avodah Zarah. I didn't worship it with the wine, so it'd still be mutter. The Lord says, oh, okay, Ela Amar Rav Adam Rava, you don't shenisach la yayim be'karnel, the avabah maiseh. Basically what you did is, you you were menasech to the animal by putting wine. The nisach was the actual avodah. You were menasech to the animal. You worship the animal itself by putting wine on it. Except that's just bound down to it. The putting the wine was the actual avodah that you did. The avodah b'maisa, you did an actual maisa to the animal, and therefore it becomes awesome. Right away, you see the difference. You do a maisa to itself. So for chihad the asa ula, it's similar to when ula came to from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, acho pisha amru. Even though the Chacham said hamishtachav el behemas chaveru lo asara, if I bow down to my friend's animal, the animal is not asar because it's not mine. Nevertheless, asa b'maisa, if I do a maisa in its hoof, then asara, it becomes asar. Again, so Mark and I were discussing, what's the difference? Ein adam osu davar sheinu shelo. When yes, when no. So there's a Tosfos in Yevamos, Adav, Pei Gimel of Days. Tosfos says, Ein adam osu davar sheinu shelo. He says, so Ein adam osu davar sheinu shelo. Tosfos asks a question, Mati. V'im tomar, u'mayshna, what's the difference? Me nosing nevela o cholav v'tashel shel chaveiro. What's the difference if I put nevela or I put milk into your meat? It's yours, and I'm offering it. How does that work? Ein adam osu davar sheinu shelo. Right? This is the question, right? So it says, but Omeri, here's the distinction. The Bidabar Hatoli the Machshava, who the Amar Haki could go Mishtach for the Hamas Chadero. If the whole is Tolay only in my Machshava, then Aid on the most of the other Shamus Tolay. By bowing down to my friend's animal, I don't do anything to the group of the animal. The issue comes about via my mindset. I think that I'm worshiping this as a god. That Aid on the most of the other Shamus Tolay. Right? Same thing. He says, the Easter Kilayim Nami Tolib Mashallah. The whole thing by Kilayim. Right? The whole Easter by Kilayim. So I take my vines and I mix them up with your stuff. It should become Kilayim at a certain level. But no, Kilayim only comes into the owner of the Nihusa. So therefore, without that Nihusa, without that wanting it there, it's not awesome. So you need the Mashallah. Yeah, but the Isra only comes about, the halacha by Kalayim is, the Isra only comes about if you have the machshava that you want that to happen. But it makes no difference when it comes, but basar b'chalav, it makes no difference whether I want the basar b'chalav in there or not. Once it's in there, it's automatically awesome. No, I'm talking about, this is talking about Kalayim over there. China, there's a difference. So that's the difference. That's the difference. I mentioned before, the Rash on the, that Mishnah in Kalayim, the difference is, the ain of the most of those ain of slow only applies by focus on five. Not anywhere else. Right. Okay. Because you get the distinction. You worship the Bodhisattva, but it doesn't have an impact on us or my friend's animal. You did do a maisa to the animal, but you still worship the Vodazara. Okay, so Amalu Rav Nachman. Wow. Amalu Rav Nachman. Poku, go out to Imalu Ula and tell Ula, Kvar Tigam Rapuna Lishmaita from Babel. Rapuna already, you brought this from Rapuna to Babel, we already know this from Babel. Right? So Amar Rapuna, Haisa Behemus Kabe Rabutsa with Nea Bodhisattva. If your animal is tied up in front of the Vodazara, Kaim Shishaka Vasiman Akarasara. So once you shecht one simon to a Vodazara, it's usher, even though it's not yours. Since you did a maisa to it, it's usher. So minalan dasara, how do we know that a maisa like this, how do you know that you do a maisa to the behemoth, it becomes usher? Ilema mikohanim, maybe learn that from the kohanim. The kohanim that did a Vodazara, and the pasuk says that below yikshu alai l'chayim li, that these kohanim can't come back and worship and do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, then no, maybe it's different over there. Jomashani kohanim, but they didn't know. They knew what they were doing. How do we know about an animal? That becomes as us with the Hanah. So Ella, the Avnim Mizbeach. Learn it out from the Avnim Mizbeach that we learned out by Hanukkah. Right? That the Anshe Yavin came to and worshipped the Zara, and the Chashmonayim, they hid, they had to be gones, the stones, even though those stones did not belong to the Yavanim. Not even point to Salamor differently. Even though the stones did not belong to the Yavanim, they were able to ask them because they did the Maisa to the stones. And that's why they had to go into Geniza. So no, the Dilma is the Rapapa. Maybe it's different over there because the Rapapa has the Pasuk. The Bar Pritzim of the Luach. There's a Pasuk over there. So how do I know? Where do I know though? If I did a Maisa to something, even if it's not mine, I can answer it. Ella Mikalim, from the Kalim of Achas. I don't understand this Gemara at all. I'll answer my question in a second. The Ksiv, as Kol Kalim, Asher, His Niach, Hamelach, Achas, Mafusav, Molachin, Vigdashu, Ba'amamar, Hechanu means they were going Ezek. Vigashu shegashu achorim tachteyan. How could Achaz did all these things to the Kalim of the base of Megdash? Came Chizkio, and he had to put them away. They couldn't be used. They became Aser. I put in the mode Sadosh in a Shalom. Ella came in the Abu Humaisa, right? It's Seru. They became Aser. So Hachinami, in our case, came and when the showcase, one Simon, came and Aser Bamaisa, Asara. Once you do a Maisa, it becomes Aser. How is that a riot? 2 days ago, we said that the whole case by Achaz was that ain't other most of Shein Shlo, and we learned that it was only Midor Rabbanon that they put it away. Now we're saying here it's Midor Raisa. The Gemara just flip flopped from two days ago, right? When the Gemara said on Nun Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says Kol HaKelim. So and over there we said we were asking there about the Kelim, right? We asked about the Kelim that were used in Beis Chomi, which was not in the Avodah Zarah. Are they Aser? Because there was no Das. And the whole Shach Pai was there. Did the Chachamim made the Gzeira on them as well? And we proved that you made, even though Ein Adam Osir Davar Shein Shlo, even though they're not B'nei Das, you make a Gzeira. We proved that from the case of Achaz and Chizkio. It was a Dirabana. And now we're saying here, you're Asering it Midoraisa. I don't understand. Okay, next case. The Gemara's going to bring a couple cases where a person can Aser something Mishum Avodah Zarah only on day Maisa. Even though we said that you bow down to karka, right? The kubba karka is not neseris when it's worshipped. Chafuba boris shichin umaoros. If you dug these things with avodah zarah, then asara, and not the actual pit because there's no mamashus there, it's air. I guess all the dirt around it becomes us and avodah zarah. Why? Even though because you did a maisa. You did a maisa. He asar of Shmuel bar Yehuda amar Rabbi Yochanan alfish amar shemestach balachayim lo asaron. Even though it says that if you bow down and you worship a live animal, it's not usher, well, asaron the hedgehog, you don't need it, right? Nevertheless, asaron chalifin labosachav asaron. However, what happens if I bow down, right? If I bow down to an animal, so I bow down to an animal, right? It's not usher behedgehog. It's not usher. It's not us the gavoa, right? Sorry, if I bow down to a bal chayim, it's not usher, because it's only usher to be brought as a karba. It's not usher. But what happens if I then asun chalif from labos hakadam? I take the sabota zara that I bow down to, and then I switched it with another animal, then asaron. Then that animal that I switch with becomes usher, even though it's not. The Gemara is bringing cases of things that even though things like not usher b'ana, if I worship it, but as a result of my worship, something else can become Aser. So too, the Khalif can become Aser. And Ki Aser Rabin, when Rabin came from there, told the Bible, Amar, he says, Pligu ba Rabbi Shmuel ba Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. Chad Amar Khalifin Asurin, Khalifin Amutarin, the Chad Amar Filo Khalifin Nami Asurin. The question is, if I transfer, I trade my worship cow with your cow, right? So now it becomes, right? And that, so now the cow that I traded for becomes Aser Vahana. Now, let's say I trade that cow. What about the third cow? Is that Aser Vahana? Khalifa Khalifa. That's a machlokas. So my time, it demanded Amra Khalifa Khalifa Asurin. How do you know that Khalifa Khalifa Asurin? Amra Kwa, the Pasuk says, Vahayisa Kherin Kamohu. That's the Pasuk by Avodah Zarah. And they darshan Kol Shata Nehayim Imenu Harehu Kamohu. Anything that is a tochah, that is an outgrowth of that, is also Aser Vahana. So Khalifa is, keep on going. It's basically transfers to the other item. The Idah Amakra Pasuk Ki Chayram Hu. Hu below Khalifa Khalifin. Only it becomes Dafka the Avodah Zarah becomes Aser and the Khalifin, because it says Vayisa Chayram Kamohu, but it's only limited to one level down. The Idah Ai, what does he learn with the Pasuk Hu? Hahu Miboyle Meute Orlo Beklei Kerem. She Mechorem Mekir Shdimei Amukadeshes. He comes to exclude the fact that if, let's say, I have Orlik Klei Kerem, which are Aser Bana, they're Khalifin or not Aser, and therefore if I sell my Orlik Klei Kerem and I get money because from that, I can use that money to be Mekadesh a woman, because those money are not Aser Bana. The Orlik Klei Kerem are, but the money is not. The Idah, how does he know that Orlik Klei Kerem, the Khalifin of Mutter, Lod Shricha Mi'uta, I don't need a Mi'uta, Havilei Bavos Chachav Mishvias, because of Vodazar and Shvias, which teach me about the Khalifin, right? Shnei Ksuvin Aboyinka Echad. They are two ksuvim boyin ke echad. The kol shnei ksuvim boyin ke echad emaladim. You can't learn it out from them. Just those two and none else. And therefore, it's only oral. It's only avodah zarah and shviyas. It's only avodah zarah and shviyas where their chalipin become kaddish. Let's get to the little further. How do we know that those are the two cases? Abu Zara Haida Amaran, Ushvias, we have a Shvias, also the Khalifa and Shvias Asar as well. What does it mean Shvias also the Khalifa? If I have Shvias fruit, Kedusha Shvias, and I trade it for other fruit, the other fruit now also maintains the Kedusha. If I trade that second fruit for another fruit, the third fruit has Kaddish, the first fruit is also Kaddish. But also with money. I see a big child about money. So Abu Zara, how do we know that the Khalifa and Asura Haida Amaran? We just learned that. But Shvias, how do we know? Midiksiv. It says by Shnas Yovel, which is also within a Shvius, right? In Yovel, it says, Ki Yovel hi Kodesh Tiyelachem. Right? So they compare the Yovel to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh Tofes es Damav. Just like by Kodesh, it grabs on to the money, right? Because the Pasuk says, the Aser, and therefore the money is also Aser, it becomes like a Gavola. As Shvius Tofes es Damer, the Asura. So to Shvius, the money. But the money that you transfer the shvius on, it becomes kodesh. So ima kodesh tofes is dam of yoti l'chulun, but you can be poded. You can be poded hekdesh. So why can't you be poded shvius? Ap shvius tofes is dam of yoti l'chulun. Tamid lomar kodesh tihiya v'habiyosa tihiya. It always stays. If I have kedushin, I can be mechalal of the chulun. Shvius, I can't. The exchange of the chalipin of the shvius always becomes kodesh. So haketzad. What's the din of Peir Shvius that has Khalifa? Haketzad, lockup Peir Shvius Basar. Lockup of Peir Shvius Basar. I bartered Shvius fruit, and with that fruit, I bought meat. Right? So, Elu the Elu, the Peiros and the Basar, Misba'arin Mishvius. Meaning they can only be eaten until there's Manvir. Right? But that's the Shvius issue, until there's Manvir. And after that, right, that's the time when there's no more fruits left in the field. After that, you have to destroy them. The Kodesh Mishvius. Now, let's say, lockup for Basar Dagim. I took that meat. And I took that meat and I bought fish. So then, basar, yotza basar, the basar goes out from Kedusha, then benichlus sudagin. So now the fruits and the fish have Kedusha shvius. Bedogim yayin, if I now with the fish I buy wine, yotza dogim benichlus yayin. The yayin shemen, yotza yayin benichlus shemen. Haketzad, achron. The last, basically, the kalipin can switch to the next level, but the payrus always maintain its status of shvius. Right? Achron achros nitvas b'shvius upri atzmo aser. The last one always gets transferred the kedusha to shvius, but the payers to begin with are always aser. They're not, so the chalipin also become aser. Right, so but that's what I'm saying. What it means is that the first fruit always becomes aser, and then if I switch it to something else, that becomes aser. If I switch number two with number three gets the kedusha, number two loses the kedusha. It keeps transferring on to the next to the next level. So the Gemara. So therefore, we have Avos V'Chavim and Shvius Shnei Ksuvim V'Vayin Ke'Echad to tell me that Chalipin Chalipin are Aser. So why does the other guy, Ve'Ida, who needs to be Ma'id Orla Klayakarem, why does he need to? Shnei Ksuvim V'Vayin Ke'Echad. Why do I need a special drasha to tell me that the Chalipin of Orla don't have the same status as Isra'na? But he says no. Shnei Ksuvim V'Vayin Ke'Echad Melamdin who Itzrachulim Utiniel. He doesn't hold on Shnei Ksuvim V'Vayin Ke'Echad Melamdin. Maybe he'll be in three. Therefore, it had to be my mind. It was a fascinating shayla. It came up, actually, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, came up about on Shemitah. Right? So we say that by Shemitah, it's toe-face. The money, the Kedusha is transferred onto the money. So I had there was a Rosh Kollel Shalvim who says, no matter what you say, everyone holds by the Hetzem Mefira. You have to hold by the Hetzem Mefira. Why? Because what happens? So you have these, let's say you have these fruits that are being sold in a store. Let's just either they're shmita fruits or they're hetzem mefira fruits. So what happens? Someone goes into that store, and he buys those fruits, and he gives cash. He gives cash to the storekeeper. So now that cash has kedusha shvius. I go into the store and I buy a newspaper. Right? I buy a newspaper. I give him cash. Now he gives me change from the money that the other guy bought the shvius fruits from. So now that original money is no longer has Kedusha Shvius, but now I have Kedusha Shvius in my money. What am I supposed to do with that? I can't use it. What? Correct. How are you supposed to? That's a different. Right. How are you supposed to know? So that's the problem. So there's either one or two answers. One of the answers is you could say like this Rav and Shalvin said, no matter what, you're holding like the head to Mechira, meaning that it's not Shemitah, so you don't have to worry about it. Or, so it came down, the Minchas Yitzchak answered, he has the whole thing also. It was like, you keep putting money into the bank. So all the money in the bank gets mixed up. And who knows which? What? Could be. Yeah, so it's but it's a problem. The whole thing it is a problem. So, but the Rav Shalvim said there's no way out. Show me on the Hetem Mechira. But what about? But that's wonderful. The Hetem Mechira product pose. What about if you go to Tel Aviv or some place where they're not even holding the Hetem Mechira? They just take Shemitah wherever it's from. And where's what do you do? So I didn't understand. But Daniel Weiss is the whole thing that he says that that Bizmanenu you can be cholek because a lot of he was talking about like in the company. Big companies, a lot of them pay on credit. They don't pay the cash right away. So if you pay it on credit, so to speak, or let's say on a credit card or something like that, so there's no transfer. Because the money that you pay on like a 30, 60, 90 basis, the money that you pay later is not completely for what you bought. I owe him money, so I give him money. But that doesn't necessarily work. That works maybe on a big sale purchase. But how does that work in the store? So they get to the answer. So some say because of Rove, maybe Rove is not, and Rove the money was not, and therefore there's no Rove. I'm not sure. It's an issue. I mean, the professor Weiss has spent 60 pages to answer that. It's clearly an issue. Okay, we'll go quickly. There's so much more to talk about on these Gemaras, but we got to move forward. So the Mishnah then says, Sha'alu Eses Akenim, the Chachamim of the Umos Olam asked the Chachma Yisrael, for Rome, they were in Rome, Im Ein Ritzono Bavos HaKavim, for Krishna Baruch Hu doesn't really want you to worship the Bodhi Zara, Lama Einam Vatla, why does he get rid of all the Bodhi Zara, all the things that they worship, just destroy them? Silly question. It's like, first Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do an avera. Why does he have it's a hara, there's Sekhar and Onesh. Anyway, so Amr Lahan, so the Chachamim said back to the philosophers, basically, Eil Ledavers ain't Sarah for Olam, but how you owe them. If they would worship things that had no need in the world, Hayim Vatlo, he would invite them. But Harehin Olam, the Chachamim would want to come from the Mazalas. They worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. What's the first Baruch Hu supposed to do? Get rid of the sun? You need the sun. I say, yeah, get rid of the sun. We'll make something else. But Baruch Hu needs the sun to sustain the world. A weird answer. So the Gemara then says, so what he says, Yibai this olam of Nishotim, he should destroy the world because of the fools who worship the sun. So the Gemara says, Amalan im kain, Yabi Dovish Ain Sorokal Olambo, Yaniath Dovish Sorokal Olambo. She just destroyed the things that aren't needed. I mean, they worship some sort of grasshopper. So get rid of that grasshopper. So he says, the Chachamim said back to Amalahem, Af Anu Machzikin, they avoided the Shil Eva, so Omer, the Tedu, Shain Aloha Sharei Emo Batu. No. Because what happens, if you get rid of the silly, those are Bodhisattvas, like the grasshopper of Bodhisattva, but you keep the sun, so those who worship the sun will then say, you see, our Bodhisattva is obviously strong because of that they get destroyed. I think the answer is more simple. The answer is simply, you're fools. Because Baruch Hu has rules in the world. He gives you schar, he gives you onus. You have to do the mitzvahs, don't do the averos. Right? The Bodhisattva is also showing mitzvahs they know of. Don't do the averos, and you get rewarded for it. You do the, and that's what the Gemara is going to say now. Tana Rabbana. Shalu philosophin, the philosophers asked as the Canaan, the Romi, in Rome, Im Elohechem, Ein Ritzono, sorry, Im Elohechem, Ein Ritzono Vosachovim, he doesn't want the Avodah Zarah, Nipnei Ma Einam Evach, well, why doesn't he just destroy them? Amru Lahem, Igu Dobers Eina Ovim Sorech, Loha Yu Ovim, Hare Hu Mavato. They only worship things that they don't have a need in this world, he will be Mavato. But Hare Hen Ovim Lachama Lavon Lachovim Mazolos. So Yabed Olam, they showed him, destroy the world because of these fools. Allah, so here's a different answer. Ha'olam kimin hagel nohe. The world has to go according to its order. V'shotim shakilkulu atizim lichin and esadin. And the fools who mess up, they'll get punished. But the world, Hashem Baruch Hu, is not going to change the nature of the world because of these idiots who worship the sun and the moon. Dabar acher. Another question, a similar question. They said, Ha'resha gazel sa'ar shalchitim. I go ahead and I steal your wheat. V'holach v'zara b'karka. Then I plant it. Dinu shlo timtzach. It shouldn't grow because I did something wrong. Right? Ella, rat, but nevertheless it grows because I always commit hollow no give a hold it. The world works in according to its order, right? The shoulder should kill what he tennis it in. I'll get punished for doing the bad thing. Dover Acher, another thing. Hare Shabal Asia Scabero. Someone has an adulterous relationship, Din who looks at there. Maybe she shouldn't become pregnant from that situation because it's adulterous. Ella, Olam Kimin Hagel Noe, go hold it. The world goes according to the set plans, the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts, that women become pregnant if they have Bia. Vishotim Shekilkulu, and the fools who do the Severa, Ashid and Lisein, as Hadid. Okay, maybe we'll stop there, I guess.